Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
For the inauguration ceremonies, approximately 191,500 U.S. flags were placed on the National Mall to represent the Americans who were unable to travel to Washington. At noon, Joe Biden will be sworn in as the 46th President of the United States. President Trump granted clemency to former White House aide Steve Bannon as part of his final day pardons, but did not pardon himself, members of his family, or lawyer Rudy Giuliani. In comparison, Trump has issued roughly 150 pardons. President Obama issued over 1,900 pardons. Officials have suspended a search for a California boy who was swept into the Pacific Ocean on Monday at a beach in San Mateo County, California. 12-year-old Arane Pruthi was at Caldwell Ranch State Beach, about 30 miles south of San Francisco. The high waves pushed his father and 8-year-old brother to shore, but Arane was pulled out to sea. USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Day one is here. USA Radio News, Jeremy Scott explains.
The president-elect reportedly plans to sign several executive orders in his first 10 days in office. According to a memo from his chief of staff, Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina addressed some of those moves on Fox News' Sunday Morning Futures.
If the first thing he does is go back into the Paris Climate Accords, that's a disaster for the U.S. economy. The accords basically give China and India a pass on their carbon emissions. And how do you enforce a national mask mandate? So if that's what he's going to lead off with, he's going to have a tough rollout of his presidency.
President-elect Biden is also expected to sign executive orders to end the travel ban on predominantly Muslim countries, halting evictions and student loan payments during the pandemic, reopening schools and businesses, and immediate economic relief to working families. The memo also states Biden will take action to address climate change and expand access to health care. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Stott.
USA Radio News.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
President Trump says farewell for now.
We are a truly magnificent nation. All Americans were horrified by the assault on our Capitol. Political violence is an attack on everything we cherish as Americans. It can never be tolerated. Now more than ever, we must unify around our shared values and rise above the partisan rancor and forge our common destiny. It was about America first because we all wanted to make America great again. We restored the principle that a nation exists to serve its citizens. Our agenda was not about right or left. It wasn't about Republican or Democrat, but about the good of a nation, and that means the whole nation. With the support and prayers of the American people, we achieved more than anyone thought possible. Nobody thought we could even come close. We achieved a series of historic peace deals in the Middle East. Nobody believed it could happen. The Abraham Accords opened the doors to a future of peace and harmony, not violence and bloodshed. It is the dawn of a new Middle East, and we are bringing our soldiers home. I am especially proud to be the first president in decades who has started no new wars. Above all, we have reassured asserted the sacred idea that in America, the government answers to the people.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of $600.
800-452-0072. 800-452-0072. 800-452-0072. That's 800-452-0072.
Fresh and independent. This is Bill Martinez.
It is 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us. It's also a privilege to have Daryl Strawberry with us, former Major League Baseball player, four-time World Series winner, eight-time All-Star, National Baseball Hall of Fame nominee. The accolades go on and on for this storied career baseball player that he was, but he wasn't without incident, as you know. Today, Daryl serves the Lord Jesus Christ by spreading a message of hope and restoration through the power of the gospel. Daryl's story is a redemptive story, thank God, because that's who God is. God is in the redemption business. Today, Daryl can say, I was, I am. He can say, I was a heathen. I was a liar. I was a womanizer. I was a cheater. I was an alcoholic. I was a drug addict. Today, I am a follower of Jesus Christ because of what he has done for me. And here to tell us his story as he is written in his new book, Turn Your Season Around, How God Transforms Your Life. Daryl Strawberry, welcome to the show.
Hey, Bill, thanks so much for having me on your show. I really appreciate it.
Well, your story is so impactful because of how many people you touched, on the world stage in baseball, and people, you know, who your fans who followed you and went through the process of your development to become a star player and to have your moments of humanity. And for you, your experience, these redemptive moments and experience with God wasn't necessarily immediate. It was a process, wasn't it?
No question about it, Bill. It was a process. And I'm just so glad that God is so merciful, and he would let me go on such a journey, you know, to be so talented, to play and have a platform and have this stardom. And then the broken pieces of my life would be shown on a stage where everybody would look at me and say, what's wrong with me? And those were praying for me. Just thank you, because your prayers have come to pass, just like my mother's prayers came to pass. And, you know, God has always have the plan set up and the platform set up. We don't know what it looks like, but man, I could tell you, he's such a good God when you understand him. And, and I'm thankful, you know, for the things that I did go through, because I don't recommend that anybody should go that way, but I had to because of the broken pieces before I ever put the uniform on. You know, coming out of dysfunctional home, my dad was an alcoholic, came home for the last time in a crazy night, pulled out a shotgun, wanted to kill the whole family. And me and my brothers went into action. Had it not been for my mother getting us out of the house, we were about to kill him. We came close to killing him. It was almost a tragedy in my life before I ever put the uniform on. So it was, my pain led me to my greatness. My greatness would lead me to my destructive behavior. Brokenness is real. Lawlessness is real. And it plays out in people's lives, and we don't know why. But at the end of the day, Bill, I sit here and look and thank God for the grace, because he had a plan. I probably could have went on and had a Hall of Fame career, probably could have made another $70 to $80 million playing baseball, but I would have never met Jesus had I not had the broken pieces in my life.
Well, the Bible tells us, Daryl, that
wisdom is so important, that if you are willing to give everything you have for godly wisdom, you will find and you will discover that that's more valuable than gold. And it seems to me that's what you've realized.
Oh, no question. It is more valuable than, you know, any trophy I ever receive, any all-star game or whatever I achieve financially. It's far greater than I could ever imagine a life can be touched. Because when God touches a life, he, like you said, he brings about great wisdom and knowledge and revelation of who he is. And now you see the picture clear, but you have to go through this process with God. Most people say, well, how did you get like this? This wasn't an overnight thing. This was like, you know, after being in a pit and him finding me in a pit and putting me in a pulpit, he had to qualify me. I couldn't qualify myself. So that means I had to sit. I had to sit for 7 years of isolation, no friends, no nothing, no money, and just be discipled. I didn't understand why he wanted me to be discipled and go through this process. He says, you already had money. You already know what fame tastes like. He says, but you never taste me and see that I'm good. And he was right. Boy, when I tasted him, I didn't want no more of that stuff. I don't want to have nothing to do with it, because when you taste and see that the Lord is good, he Amen. Is good.
Yeah, without exception. Daryl, is it still tough for you sometimes to look back? You know, you told the story of your dad, and I can sense even still, some pain. I mean, it's not like God takes away the pain, maybe puts it in perspective for you to still have it be a lesson, for a moment of truth. But is it still a challenge for you at times when you talk about these tough experiences that you went through, because you look back and maybe see how it affected your family and your wives? Does it still affect you in that way?
I went through that period for a long time, you know, and I was affected in that way because of hurting my family and my wives and the kids and other people and being selfish just like my father was. And, you know, but God set me free from that through the process with my father, because what happened was, you know, and I talk a lot about that in chapter 5, what happened was my father had rejected us and left us for dead. And there was, God changed me, and my father was in the hospital down in San Diego, and I was down in California about to do a men's conference on a Saturday morning. God speaks to me on a Friday night and says, go to your father and see him and repent to him and ask him to forgive you for keeping him out of your life and your career. And I said, are you kidding me? And he says, no, I'm dead serious. And I said, I called my wife and I said, God wants me to go down and repent to my father. Don't talk about what he did. And she says, you need to do it. And I did it. And I obeyed God and went down and did it. I looked at my father when I got to the hospital, the man that rejected me, beat me. And I said, how you doing? And he says, okay. I says, I just need to ask you to forgive me, because God has changed my life. Can you forgive me for keeping out of my life and career? And a tear rolled down his eye. He said, yes. And I just lost it. I laid in his lap and I just lost it. And God said, raise up in the middle of that. And I raised up, and God says, now lead him in the center prayer. I said, the Lord has changed me. Would you like to accept the Lord over your life? And he said, yes. And there it was. I said, will you repeat after me? And I led him in the center prayer. And I led the man to the Lord. And God made it clear after that, when I walked out of that hospital, the forgiveness was not for your father. The forgiveness was for me. He said, you were broken all those years and you kept hurting people because you would not forgive him.
Right. Wow, Daryl. How long? I mean, what are we talking? You know, 30 years, 40 years, you're carrying, you know, that anchor of unforgiveness with you?
30 years. I mean, just a long time.
Wow.
And, you know, maybe even more, from the childhood days of hatred, anger, bitterness. And, you know, and God said, that's why you were broken. You couldn't get free. And when I released him that day in the hospital, God released me that day.
Wow.
And I went forward and I went into a full supernatural seeing God. And I mean, even though I was in ministry already, but I went into a supernatural place with God that I'm free. And when you're free, when the Son says free, he's free indeed. You know,
Amen.
When the Son says free. And when he sets you free like that, you're free indeed. I was wondering why I was so burdened all the time and why I was so angry all the time all those years. And I realized, because I would not release him and I would not forgive him. And I did that day in the hospital, and a couple months later, he goes on and passed to go home and be with the Lord. And the Lord reminded me in that, Bill, it's so important for people to hear this. He says, I need you to remember this. It's never about you. It's about what I want to do through you.
Exactly. More from Daryl Strawberry after this. Stay with us.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
If you're a small business owner and you need to transform your business into the new virtual economy, hire the experts at GetCallers. For as little as $5 per hour, you can add as many virtual staff members you want to your company. They can make cold calls to generate leads, handle inbound calls, set appointments, customer support, live chat, and more. The best part is you have no expenses of computers or telecom minutes. No employee headaches. No contracts. No W-2s. Just a turnkey process for you at a fixed price that you can add as many virtual members to your team as you want. In today's economy, hire the professionals that know the virtual workspace. Call right now and learn how to add a virtual member to your team for just $5 an hour. Call GetCallers now.
800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. That's 800-750-3564.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-493-4620. 800-493-4620. That's 800-493-4620.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
This is your time, your moment. The fight, the fight, your goal. You come so far, keep going. Here comes the comeback.
Bill Martinez.
We're back with the American. America. Great to be sharing a part of your day with you, and it's also great to be sharing time with Daryl Strawberry, his new book, Turn Your Season Around. I love what Mariano Rivera wrote for you, Daryl. He says, since I am a fan of Daryl Strawberry, it broke my heart to learn about his personal struggles with drugs and other related problems. It was very encouraging to hear that he has transformed his life, but how did it happen? Well, you're hearing how it happened in part, and you can read more about it in his new book, Turn Your Season Around. Daryl, you know, what you shared with us in terms of forgiveness and having your eyes opened up, I mean, in a sense, it's like the blind man. When you're blind to your own sin, you accommodate it, and God takes those blinders off of you. And suddenly the trees are greener. You know, everything, the sky is brighter. And your whole perspective, as you characterized, was changed as a result. And the gift that kept on giving, because here it is. I mean, could you imagine, Daryl, what it'd be like for you to this day if you did not have that moment, if you didn't obey God's command to go see your father? What would life for Daryl Strawberry be like today?
I probably would be sitting here with a new book because I probably wouldn't have wanted to write another book because I've written Straw before.
Yes.
And I was like, what's the purpose of it? And the purpose behind the book wasn't about me. It was about God speaking through me. The power of the Holy Spirit would speak, you know, through this book with my writer, Lee Weeks, and it would go forward to, you know, hopefully change millions of lives of people mm-hmm. that are sitting on the fence that don't believe God has a purpose and a plan for their life. And he's waiting to change you. Maybe somebody's hurt you. You hurt somebody and you won't go give that forgiveness. And you can't see, like you said, you can't see the green of the trees. You can't see the sky. You see it kind of blurry, you know, because yes. you're not all the way there because you haven't been released by God. And mm-hmm. God is the only one to release us. That's what I love about King Solomon in the book mm-hmm. Ecclesiastes. He goes on to say it's meaningless under the sun without God, having all these things and just being consumed in a life that he was consumed in. He says it means nothing if you're not following God's principles and know his way. So I'm just grateful that I got to the place of being able to do that and be able to stand on the platform for God himself. Mm-hmm. I'm not branding Daryl Strawberry. I'm branding the name of Jesus Christ,
Amen.
Who is the
Amen.
Savior.
Daryl, I like the way you have taken the word sin as an acrostic, self-indulgence now, and the destructiveness of sin. I mean, it is the ultimate of self-indulgence, isn't it?
It is. It's death. You know, people don't believe it, and they think, well, I can just keep living in it. Well, the wages of sin is death, you know, Romans 6:23, I believe it is. And, yes, it's death. It's going to kill you. Eventually, it's going to take you out. It takes you to places that you can never imagine, and it keeps you longer than you want to stay. And that's why when you come to a clear understanding of the symbol of the cross, that's Jesus, that blood mm-hmm. on the cross, is holy, and what that blood does is purifies you, liberates you, redeem you, and bring you to wholeness and righteousness, and you don't have to live a sinful life anyway. Are we sinners? Yeah, we sin and fall short, but we don't practice sin like once upon a time. I used to practice and live in sin. I don't mm-hmm. practice a life like that anymore.
Yeah, and we don't realize how subtle it is in practicing sin. It feels good, you know, and next thing you know, we have a lifestyle of sin that becomes so destructive because we're so deceived, and especially in a culture that is so sin-ridden today. Probably maybe not so more, much more than previously, but it just seems that way, doesn't it?
It is. I mean, it's very destructive. You see what's happening in our nation. That's sin. That's lawlessness. That's sin.
Exactly.
That's what's mm-hmm. happening. That's what people are doing. They're angry. They're bitter. They're hurting. And you know what? There's only one that could deliver them, and he sits on the throne right next to the Father, and that's Jesus himself. And Jesus mm-hmm. makes it clear in John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. So he has this place for us. And guess what? People will not even enter into it. And it's such a freedom if they ever enter into it. But if you don't, this is what sin will do. And this is what sin looks like. And the average person that don't know Christ don't understand. That's a sinful way of what's happening. driving, you know, with the protesting and the marching and all the looting and all that. That's a sinful way to live, and you're separated from God.
Exactly. I mean, it's still the story, and I was sharing this with our audience earlier, Daryl. You might appreciate this. It's still the battle of good versus evil. And that battle of good versus evil, we saw the original sin, which was self-indulgence of our original parents. And this carries through the progeny of Adam and Eve, and we're dealing with it. But the good news is God sent us a Redeemer in Jesus Christ to make the difference if we'll only accept the free gift that he has given to us, right?
Amen, brother. You're right, Bill. He's here. He's alive. He's well. You know, he's changing lives just like he did 2,000 years ago. He's doing the same thing. He's doing the miracle. When you go read the book of John, it's about believing, turning water into wine, feeding the 5,000, raising Lazarus from the dead, raising Daryl Strawberry from the dead, raising Bill from the dead. He's still doing that if you can come to the place of believing. And I think that's the problem with so many people. They don't believe because you know what the Bible said? My people perish because of lack of knowledge. There's no knowledge and understanding. They got worldly understanding, but they don't have kingdom understanding.
Exactly. You have to catch the vision, and it's God's vision that is revealed when you have a relationship with God. You're not going to find it any other way, Daryl Strawberry, and this is what you talk about in your book, Turn Your Season Around. You also talk about, and just a little bit of quick sidebar here, your appearance on the Celebrity Apprentice. Tell us what happened there.
Yeah, I was on the show, and that was before President Trump became the president. And, you know, he was a friend, and, you know, I know his family well. And I went on the show, and my wife didn't really want me going on the show because she thought it was a little bit of, you know, too on the outside of who I was, you know, walking in my face and everything. Mm-hmm. And she was right. You know, she was clearly right. You know, once I got on it, you know, I knew I wanted to be on it, and I was having fun. But behind the scenes is a different story. You know, it's a lot of craziness going on. It's a lot of bickering, pointing fingers, and a lot of different language and a lot of drinking behind the scenes. And, you know, just a lot of things that I have removed myself away from.
Right.
And you don't go back into the pit and think just because you're a Christian, are you going to be okay? You know, I felt uncomfortable inside of my skin. So when it was a window to open up, you know, for me to make a move out, I was telling myself I got to get it. And we lost the task, and Michael Johnson was the project manager, and nobody wanted to take the heat. So I told him, just fire me. He goes, why you want to be fired? You wasn't the manager. You know, it was his deal. I said, but that's okay. He says, are you tired? Yeah, so eventually I ended up getting fired. And I came back, and President Trump gave me a donation for $25 for autism and helped Brett Michaels, and he gave me another $25 for the charity for autism for kids. So I was able to get $50,000 to the children for autism. And, you know, God utilized that platform. But I got out because of my uncomfortability of who I was and the direction I was headed in.
Well, God tells us that, you know, temptation is common to all. He says, but he's not going to let you deal with more than you can bear. He says, with each temptation, there's an exit if you look for it. You look for it, you got it. God is true to his word, and you saw that firsthand, Daryl Strawberry. His book, Turn Your Season Around, How God Transforms Your Life. Daryl, there's a couple of scripture passages that are really at your heart and, you know, really is what you go to in some very difficult moments. Share that with our audience as we wrap things up. We've got about a minute left.
Yeah, I go to Galatians 2:20 where it talks about I've been crucified with Christ. It's no longer I who live, it's Christ who lives in me. That's one I go by because of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. He got up. I had to die. You have to die so Christ can live in you. And I go to Psalms 46:10, be still and know that I'm God. You got to be still in the midst of where you're at, the chaotic that's going on. You got to turn that television off. You got to turn that cell phone. You got to be still, and you got to know that he's God, and you got to saturate yourself in his word so he can speak to you right now.
Daryl Strawberry, his book, Turn Your Season Around, it'll be linked on our website at BillMartinezShow.com. Daryl, God bless. Thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate it.
God bless you, too. Thanks, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS, and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 888-789-5040. 888-789-5040, 888-789-5040, 888-789-5040.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
For the inauguration ceremonies, approximately 191,500 U.S. flags were placed on the National Mall to represent the Americans who were unable to travel to Washington. At noon, Joe Biden will be sworn in as the 46th President of the United States. President Trump granted clemency to former White House aide Steve Bannon as part of his final day pardons, but did not pardon himself, members of his family, or lawyer Rudy Giuliani. In comparison, Trump has issued roughly 150 pardons. President Obama issued over 1,900 pardons. Officials have suspended a search for a California boy who was swept into the Pacific Ocean on Monday at a beach in San Mateo County, California. 12-year-old Arane Pruthi was at Caldwell Ranch State Beach, about 30 miles south of San Francisco. The high waves pushed his father and 8-year-old brother to shore, but Arane was pulled out to sea. USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
This is your time, your
Yeah, we do. We do have a country to save, and it's a time in this transition that Americans need to come together. One of the things I believe that we can come together on, and that is in seeking the face of God. You know, for the most part, the majority of Americans can pause for a moment and pray for this peaceful transition, unlike what Nancy Pelosi had envisioned. I think she would have been totally gleeful, it seems, based on her statements, if Donald Trump would have been dragged out of the Oval Office, as you'll recall how she set that up. You know, this has been all part of the false narrative brought to you by the establishment media, Nancy Pelosi, the progressive Democrats, that wanted to pit us against one another. This is not the American way, ladies and gentlemen. And this is why I say that politics needs to be indicted for what it has done to the American people. It has divided us. It has not brought us together. That is not the purpose of politics. The American Minute creator, nationally known speaker, best-selling author, and president of Amerisearch, Bill Fetter, is with us. Hey, Bill, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, Bill, great to be with you.
Well, as I was saying to the audience, Bill, I believe the indictment of the whole political process is clear. It has not served us well, you know, for, you know, two successive presidents, 8 years under Barack Obama, four with Donald Trump, you know, particularly if we just look at the last 12 years, it has divided us. It has not brought us together. It has been a divide and conquer campaign, you know, brought to you by the political forces. And what I have been trying to rally our audience around is the return to first principles. And part of the first principle is that we need to realize, above all, above party and, you know, Democrat or Republican, we are Americans. That's what we have to remember is first, we are Americans. Yes, we exercise our faith, but outside of our faith, we need to realize what is the ultimate goal here, but the success of America and America's people, is it not, or should it not be?
Those points you brought out are the bedrock of what made America great. There's been a strategy that's been implemented really since the Cold War, and that's the intentional desire to bring division. And you have the group that's bringing the division always blames their opponents for creating the division. Mm-hmm. It's a tactic called psychological projection or blame shifting, where the attacker blames the victim. And it's on display every day, even today, and probably in speeches later on today, where you blame the innocent party for the crimes that you're guilty of. It's a way of deflecting the attack. But division. Satan caused division in heaven, right? He got a third of the angels to want to rebel. And so this strategy has been perfected. When the British took over India was a bunch of kingdoms, and they had reached an equilibrium, and the British in 1714 started a trading post in Bengal, and then they turned it into a fort, and then they would give guns to one Indian kingdom and then give guns to another one, and then they would stir up ancient animosity, so they would fight each other. And when they beat each other up, the British conquered both. And then they did this again and again and again until they took over all of India, a quarter of the world's population. They tried doing that during the American Revolution, right? The British went to the American Indians and incited them to attack on the frontiers. And this concept of divide and conquer has been perfected, especially since the Cold War, where the strategy was they would go into countries and identify the groups with grievances, whether it's ethnically or religiously or economically, didn't really matter. They would break them into groups of victims and oppressors, haves and have-nots. And then they would agitate and plan protests that they would escalate into riots. And then they would attack and cause mayhem and violence. And they would co-opt the media with bribes and threats to blame the innocent leader in the country for all the problems.
Exactly.
And then they would nurture weak links in the military. When the country got panicky enough, they would do a coup or a rigged election, remove the leader and replace him with a Soviet puppet.
Nothing new under the sun, Bill. It's the same thing. This is what we're dealing with here. You know, when you were talking about the Garden of Eden, you know, what the thing that resonates with me this morning especially is, who told you? Who told you you were naked? And there is that narrative out there. In fact, I'm just releasing a commentary, is that, you know, the title of it is, you think that I care that you hate Trump. You know, and out of that is the idea that people have been told to hate Trump. Because when they look at the specific things that Donald Trump has done, I mean, you know, why are you offended by Donald Trump? Because he made us energy independent, because he gave you a tax break, because he got you out of the welfare line. Now you're earning a check. You're happier than you've been in a long time. The misery index 8 years previously under Barack Obama was off the charts because people were not working. They were not providing for their families and being productive. We were told about hope and change that became, a whole lot about change, but no hope whatsoever. And people were becoming hopeless until Donald Trump came on the scene. But we were told that orange man bad repeatedly. And then somehow, it's interesting because out of all this, Bill, to your point, is that the whole narrative has been commandeered by the establishment media, telling people what they should believe. And they're convinced that Donald Trump was the worst president ever. And that he was a disaster for our country. This is what they've been indoctrinated with. But yet we are to believe that one speech on January the 6th incited this riot and it triggered this next impeachment for insurrection. led by the President of the United States. We're to believe that. That's like we were supposed to believe that the Russians were the reason why Donald Trump got elected, when Barack Obama himself said not one vote was changed. Even Putin said that they spent less than, you know, the figure varied anywhere from, $25,000 to $100,000 in media costs. And you and I know $100,000 to move the needle in any way in social media is absolutely nothing. But we're told that we are to believe that it was the Russians it was all them that and they're the ones that elected Donald Trump.
Yeah, it's a technique called psychological projection, where the attacker blames the victim, and where it's called blame shifting.
Mm-hmm.
Well, a couple of interesting things, because what we're about to see, unless there's some miracle that takes place today, is they won't stop with Trump. They'll come after all of his followers and all of the followers and followers, and it'll be a ripple effect down all the way down the line. And as it grows like a snowball, the momentum gets greater and the power of the state gets greater, and it crushes easier those that resist.
Yes.
Stalin, in 1934, there was a growing movement of anti-Stalinists, people that were not communists, in the Soviet Union. Stalin didn't know how to get rid of them, and so he had an idea. He had a friend, Sergei Kirov, who was very popular, and he would give speeches praising Stalin. And Stalin decided he would assassinate his friend, Sergei Kirov, and blame it on the anti-Stalinists. Nobody would suspect him of doing it because he and Sergei were such good friends, and everybody would believe the accusation that the anti-Stalinists did it because they didn't like Sergei to begin with. And so Stalin used this as an excuse. So he committed this crime, blamed it on his political enemies, and used it as an excuse not just to censor them and deplatform them, but to arrest them and have them shot by the millions. So Richard Pipes wrote a book called Communism History, and he said, in 1934, a prominent Bolshevik, Sergei Kirov, the party boss in Leningrad.
I'll tell you, Bill. Hey, Bill, we got to hit the pause button. Let's pick it up from there when we come back. More from Bill Fetter after this. Stay with us.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217.
Is your prostate waking you up more often than your alarm clock? The fact is, the older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect your everyday life. That's where Prostate Complete by Real Health comes in. Prostate Complete is the result of 20 years of experience as a leader in men's health. The powerful formula in Prostate Complete supports natural prostate function and reduced urinary urges for a better quality of life. Available at Walmart. Visit prostateoneperday.com for special offers. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get two bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-890-8117. 800-890-8117. 800-890-8117. That's 800-890-8117.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. armed forces he commands to help defend the office of the president, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
Bill Martinez for We the People.
Hey, don't you love it when Bill Fetter is in the house? I'm telling you, you just can't take notes fast enough. We love his genius and always love the opportunity to talk to him. He's the American Minute creator, nationally known speaker, best-selling author and president of Amerisearch. And we're taking a walk down memory lane here, and it's a dangerous aspect of the world's history and how the communist and evil forces are able to control a minority, a small minority of people. I mean, we realized, Bill, in World War II, at the end of the day, it was about 10% of the Germans that were actually Nazis, and they were controlling 90% of the people. And they were able to do it with much the same routine and prescription that you were just describing. So go ahead and continue from the previous break.
Right. So I was quoting from Richard Pipes. He wrote Communism History. He said, in 1934, a prominent Bolshevik, Sergei Kirov, party boss of Leningrad, was assassinated. It says evidence points to Stalin. Killing Sergei could give Stalin two advantages. It rid him of a potential rival and provided a rationale for instigating a vast campaign against the anti-Soviet conspirators. Purges in the 1930s were a terror campaign of indiscriminate ferocity that in total number of victims had no parallel in world history. So this idea that you do the crime and you make it look like your opponent did the crime and then use it as an excuse to go after your opponent, all of his supporters, and then eventually they killed them. A couple other stories. 1960s and 70s, Saul Alinsky, he had written a book where he advocated how to create riots to spread socialism. And so here's a book, Let Them Call Me Rebel, Saul Alinsky's Life and Legacy, Sanford Horwood. He says, college student activists in the 1960s and 70s sought out Alinsky's advice to help plan a protest of a scheduled speech by George H.W. Bush, then the U.S. representative to the United Nations, a speech that would defend Nixon's Vietnam War policies. The students told Alinsky they were thinking about picketing or disrupting these speech. Alinsky said, that's the wrong approach. Instead, go to hear the speech dressed as members of the Ku Klux Klan. Whenever Bush said something in defense of the Vietnam War, they should cheer and wave placards reading the KKK supports Bush. And that is what the students did with very successful results. So here you're infiltrating your opponent's rally, so to speak, and you're dressed as faux supporters, but your goal is to disrupt it. And it's again, the strategy of this perfecting the idea that we saw on display January 6th.
I was going to say, wasn't this the same thing as January 6th?
Right. So anybody that has done any significant research knows that Antifa had infiltrated the Trump campaign. Prior to January 6th, if I were to say, which party do you most associate with attacking capitals around the country and trashing them?
Yes.
Well, you don't have to guess. You have the recording of their own voices. The Democrat candidates and the office holders encouraged them to go out into the streets and commit the violence and do the so forth.
And then they want to accuse Trump of insurrection, right? After all these months, and you could say years, I mean, Maxine Waters, Green, I mean, go down the list of those that made very, very, I would say, dangerous remarks and suggestions. You know, get them in the street. Go, you know, confront them at restaurants. Go to their homes. You know, things like that.
And then prior to January 6th, if I were to say, describe to me a Trump rally, it's peaceful. Families going, kids, and they pick up the trash.
I was going to say they clean up after themselves. Exactly. Just like the tea parties. Yeah, go ahead.
Right. So it's totally out of character for Trump supporters to attack anything. And then somebody actually did the timeline. You could not have heard the entirety of Trump's speech and make it to the Capitol in time to do it. The different reports of people that were there said that there was an unusual lack of normal security around the Capitol building. Mm-hmm. One guy, Curtis Bowers, former Idaho state representative, he talked about how he had been to the Capitol dozens of times, and he stepped off the sidewalk onto the grass, and the police start yelling at him. He says there's total security. There's 2,300 Capitol police officers, and he said that there was no security there, and the doors were being opened from the inside, and they were waving them in. And so there were some naive Trump supporters that thought, oh, we're going to get a tour of the Capitol.
Well, Bill, we had a father. He had three of his kids there. He said, they opened the door for us. We thought, oh, okay, well, it's welcome. You know, there was no, you know, we weren't breaking the law. It was like we were welcomed in, and he had his kids there with him. And they were young kids that, you know, he brought them to the event as a civics opportunity, an understanding of our history. And this was his comment that, they opened it. So what is all this about? I mean, are we going to, here we are. We got this inauguration going on. They do this incredible vetting of 25,000 National Guardsmen. They find two National Guard out of 25,000 that may have had some sort of, you know, right-wing leaning or something associated with some group that they determined to be dangerous and that could participate in some sort of insider insurrection and you know, violent reaction to the inauguration. So they 86 these two guys, and I guess everything is going to be okay now.
You know, it's in 1788, the King of Sweden, Gustav III, wanted to get into a war with Russia, but his parliament would not approve funding. Mm-hmm. And so Gustav had the tailor of the Swedish orchestra sew Russian uniforms. And then he had these Russian uniforms taken and had some Swedish soldiers put them on. And then these Swedish soldiers dressed as Russians attacked a Swedish outpost. And suddenly the media picked up on it, and it spread across the country that Russia had attacked Sweden. And the Congress, their parliament, panics and rushes through funding for the war. And so if you look at it, the quote-unquote Antifa attack on the Capitol happened precisely at the moment when they were bringing up the questioning of the certification of the election, the voter fraud,
right
at the exact time. And what did they do? They had all the Congress panic, and a bunch of these senators switched their votes and says, oh, I can't support what the president just did. And then anybody that did research knows that it wasn't Trump that was behind this. I mean, it's obvious. Now, another operation, 1939. The Nazis wanted to invade Poland, and world opinion would not go along with it. And so they did Operation Himmler. It's called the Gliwice Incident, where Nazi soldiers dressed up as Polish soldiers and attacked a German town. And the news media picked it up and spread it across the country and the world that Poland had attacked Germany. This was an excuse for the Nazi Germans to retaliate, go into Poland, and conquer the whole entire country. Another incident of similar magnitude was Japan, 1931. Japan had built a little railroad along the coast of China. China at the time was not very organized, and Japan wanted to invade China, but they needed a pretense. And so they claimed that there was a railroad explosion on their little railroad line around Mukden. And Japan used this as an excuse to invade China and kill hundreds of thousands in Nanking, China. Later investigations show there was no railroad explosion. But the Chinese got blamed for it anyway.
Yeah.
Another one's 1955. Turkey used to be the Byzantine Christian Empire, and the Turkish Muslims invaded, and the Christians were discriminated against and persecuted. Finally, there's just, you know, maybe 30,000 or so left in Istanbul. And the fundamentalist ones wanted to get rid of them. And so they plotted to have the home of Ataturk. He was the founder of the Republic of Turkey, and the home was in Greece, and they plotted to blow it up. The home never got blown up. But the newspaper headlines ran with it anyway, that the Greek Christians had blown up the home of Ataturk. The media whipped the whole country into a frenzy. They went into these Greek Christian neighborhoods, and they destroyed 80 ancient churches. They killed, raped, pillaged. They went into the towns and smashed all the windows of all the Greek Orthodox stores. And sure enough, all the Greek Orthodox left. The crime that they had plotted didn't even happen.
Yes.
But yet they used the media to stir up this frenzy so they could go after this people group and censor them and deplatform them and chase them out. It's a very well-practiced tactic, and we see this all the time.
This is really quite the indictment on our educational system, Bill, because you are relating history. I mean, this isn't something hidden away. A simple Google search will lead you to this information. You have made this your life effort, and thank you so much for doing it and reminding us that this information is so easily accessible, and with a little bit of knowledge, as John Whitehead would say, that's what you need in order to take action. And the right kind of action, presumably here. And this is so important, you know, for the future of our country. We've got about 15 seconds left, Bill. Go ahead.
So all this information is in a book. It's called Socialism, The Real History from Plato to the Present. And my website's AmericanMinute.com.
Well, Bill Fetter, always an honor and pleasure to have you with us. Thank you so much for the time, buddy. You take care. God bless.
Thank you.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
No matter how